coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Claude Balls! And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
This just doesn't seem right. I'm kind of lost.
I am too. It's daylight.
Hit the window. Is it still day?
It's still day.
Far out.
Birds are cheering, dude. There's
like
wow.
We're not waking anybody up by screaming and being obscene.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be really weird. Thursday nights have never been quieter on your driveway.
I know.
Why? Because it's Friday!
And you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Home of the greatest internet show that there will ever be.
I'm sure we could figure out a... Never mind.
Yeah, we're...
Wow, this is interesting because...
Spank Wagon.
6 o'clock Vegas time.
Yeah, it is.
Friday. Our new time, our new,
right.
new day, new time. Yeah. Kind of cleaned it up a little bit. The time and day.
Organized
really
it, yeah.
Organized, yes.
We haven't cleaned up the show, no way.
Fuck that.
I mean, our show's great, dude. Why can you change? It's like, Spank Wagon is the equivalent of Jesus' Sermon on the Mound.
How so?
Because it's epically great.
Epically? Whew, I'm so buying you a thesaurus this
Christmas. Only in America.
Oh, I'm so buying a thesaurus. Hey, everybody who's listening in, Tito said on the intro, if you want to chat with us live.
Live. Chat live with
IRC.slashnet.org. The room is Spank Wagon. We're going to be here for
interactive.
A few hours. Very interactive.
I think
about a minute and a half delay of interactive, so it's like watching like a TV show from China.
Yeah, no. It'll be really cool, dude, if we did like a smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision?
Yeah, I did.
Why smell-o-vision? I don't want to do smell-o-vision with these poor people. Think about what we have to put up in our office with coworkers every single day.
Yeah, that's
like that
that's
one, you know, our big man there in the office who makes his own perfume.
Oh, fuck.
Or not perfume, cologne.
Yeah.
He's like, I got all these scented oils and dab. And I'm like, paint thinner?
I know, dude.
Paint thinner?
And he's like always trying to like fucking, you know, like give it some exotic name. Yeah, man, these are it's saffron, bay leaves, and virgin queef, you know, some weird shit like that, dude. He's always trying to fucking play it up. There's also another problem. Well, Trench considers it a problem. I don't, and I'm sure you at home won't either. Since Spank Wagon is now earlier, I'm more awake.
He is way more awake. I haven't been able to shut him up since he got to the house here.
Dude, I've been singing karaoke, man.
Oh, and there's no music going on anywhere in the house, and he's singing it.
We've already argued lyrics and shit, too.
Yeah.
You're misheard, dude.
Hey,
but I'm telling you right now, Manfred Mann's Earth Band, okay? You ever heard the song Blinded by the Light, dude?
Yes.
Listen, man, I don't give a shit what the fuck
it's Deuce. Say. It is...
No, not that, dude. You listen, man, he says, and a little whirly burly gave my anus curly whirly.
I don't think so.
Something else, but it sounds exactly like it, man.
Hey, who knows?
Little birdie whirly give my anus curly.
You know what? Fuck song lyrics
What's
like
really
that.
What's really
like
bad is I got that stuck in my head one day. I'm in traffic going, and a little birdie whirly give my anus curly whirly.
Oh. Yeah, that is kind of wrong, because you could be, knowing you, you're belting that out in the middle of anywhere.
Actually, you know
you're
what?
You're to drive, you know, a drive-thru McDonald's.
When the engine is going, dude, and the car is running, dude, I'm telling you right now, dude, I am fucking playing Carnegie Hall. As soon as I stop at a red light, man, somebody pulls up. Yeah.
You know,
I'm like Michael Bolton, dude, with the rap music, man, from Office Space.
He's like, oh, yeah,
yo, fuck the police, man. And, yeah, he turns the fucking thing down, and a black guy walks
way
by.
Down.
He's like locking the door. He's like, yeah, okay, I'm just a nigga selling in. Yeah, like that, dude. It's funny as shit.
Wow. Yeah, let's see. This is proof, though. I just want to point out to our listeners out there that we do listen to you.
Yes.
You guys asked us for a new day, a new time.
Yes. Spake Wagon. Early and on time.
I'm looking at the
chat room. By popular demand. I want to get a shirt that says that.
Below my waist?
No, I want to get a shirt that says that. Black by popular demand. I saw it in Will Smith's Summertime video. I want that kind of shirt to like wear out in public. Black by popular demand.
But you're not.
That's the point.
Oh, dear. Just be careful what side of town you go to. Like, don't head up to the north side of town.
That'd be fine, dude.
Logandale or any of that area.
It'll be cool. Yeah, Logandale. Yeah.
So,
like bum fights. You in black here, Joy.
Hey, speaking of.
Yes.
Speaking of bum fights, we're off guard because it's like too early to fucking.
Yeah, we actually saw a celebrity bum from the movie. Yeah, like the Hollywood blockbuster of the summer.
Yeah. We actually did see one of the bums from bum fights.
The guy with the little dick dude who's like, you know, all fucking bald. We saw him
bald, all covered in tattoos everywhere.
He was wandering Fremont Street.
Yeah. Wandering and panhandling.
Yeah.
So that was very interesting. And, of course, some people recognized him and they were getting photos with him.
Yeah.
Which is really weird if you think about that.
Yeah.
You know, here's a guy who...
Look, dude, I got my picture taken with the little dick homeless crackhead.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a lot of pride.
Dude, I, like, wanted to avoid the guy, man. Like, let alone, like, have
a photo. Well, he's old and then he takes off his shirt to act all tough and macho and show off all of his tattoos. It's like, dude, you're 83. You're homeless. You're crackhead.
I know. You know what the funniest thing I ever heard was? And like Sam, I can't rip people off, man, but George Carlin, you know,
what?
Start getting old and the fucking, you know, barbed wire on the arm starts fucking sliding down with the skin. Looks like chain link.
You know, that's going to happen to a lot of people, but you know what?
Dude, these piercings and shit, I'm telling you, fucking, you give it like 20 years, man, old people are going to whistle when they walk.
See, I don't know about that because I think like the piercings and stuff are fine. Most piercings heal. Now, those freak piercings, you know, the guys that extend their earlobes.
What the fuck
and shit,
is up with that?
You know, they'll
dude.
Sit there and they'll keep sizing it out. I saw a guy, like, take a tennis ball, basically. You could fit it through his earlobe.
Yeah.
It was really, really weird.
That's fucking disgusting, is all shit.
Well,
to me.
But what's the point? I mean, you know, let's say something happens down the road. You need to have normal ears, or cancer cells, or any shit like that can go on. I mean, that's just very odd.
You're fucking now, modifying your body.
Yeah, well, piercings, okay, I'm tolerant to that. No problem. It's okay.
Even I'm, like, too much, dude. Like,
but that fucking
certain piercings
the lobes and shit.
Yeah. And to be perfectly honest with you, pierced nose, I might be able to handle it. Ears, eyebrow, okay, possibly. Lip, you know, maybe a nipple or something like that. Okay, fine. But, you know, and clit, yeah, I guess I could put up with that, you know, just kind of duct tape it out of the way so it doesn't interfere. But fucking tongue piercings.
Duct tape?
Yeah. Strap it up, man.
Home improvement time!
So I was like, I know, I just have this vision of fucking like Earl Scheib painting, dude. Gotta tan the birth canal. Anyhow. Yeah. No, tongue piercings to me are the biggest turnoff in the world.
Really?
Yeah. I don't find them sexy at all. I don't, and I know the meaning is supposed to be like for oral sex. I mean, big fucking deal, dude. Oh, she gets a blowjob that makes her mystical. Fucking who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you don't need a fucking, you know, goddamn tongue ring to, you know, fucking prove that, dude. You know, and to be honest, that fucking scares me. Snag, rip.
Ow.
Right.
Jesus. Well, I know that a lot of people I know actually have had, like, tongue rings and stuff like that. It always worries me when dudes have tongue rings.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because it's really, I mean, it's like... What, do dudes pierce their belly button? Hell no.
No.
Guys don't pierce belly buttons. Women pierce belly buttons.
And tongue rings scare
tongue
me.
Rings,
though, I mean,
tongue rings are slightly transgender.
Slightly,
but
not enough.
Not enough. Because
Tongue ring goes one of two ways for me. If I see a dude with a tongue ring, there's no happy medium. Okay, now, obviously, if it's a masculine guy, then yeah. Then, you know, you obviously know he's not gay, but, you know.
Well, you don't know, but you can assume.
Somebody you might know.
You can assume. Okay, if someone you know well.
But still yet, dude, it's like, you know, to me, it just, you know, you're my prison, bitch, when it's a masculine guy.
Exactly.
I have that picture in my mind.
What's funny is I used to do this independent wrestling fed that I used to go to, and a couple of the guys who they're wrestlers had a tongue piercing wall 2 weeks ago, one of the last shows I went to. He landed wrong, ripped it out, and his mouth is all bloody.
Ah!
It's like, why? You know?
Yeah, that shit to me is just fucking sick.
It is. It's not.
Yeah.
I guess my thing is it just doesn't have a place on a man. Tongue rings don't have a place on a man. Women, hey, I'm cool. If you want to do it for fashion, you do it for fashion. If you're doing it for fellatio, you're doing it for fellatio.
Yeah.
Big deal. You know, it doesn't bug me as much.
Getting all technical.
Hey, man.
For fellational, for oral stimulation. Did you fucking get the Herbalizer mix yet, man?
No.
Sensual Woman, I fucking gave that to you, dude.
No?
You gotta, we're gonna have to play that in the show. It's on the fucking CD I gave.
We gotta find it. All right. Great. Basically,
anyhow.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Wow, I'm a little off guard because it is Friday, and you know what? I'm slightly disappointed.
Yeah. Wow. How? How come?
Well, I see two people that we haven't had on here live in a while. Vocurus,
and
awake
and
alive.
Who want, who
Reverend Hammer,
here.
Who's here and alive. And we got a lot of people who requested the show times to change that are not here. And that is very, very, fucked. So we're going to have to make sure to lay them in.
Do you have any other numbers?
No, we don't, actually. We should work on that.
Shit. Whose numbers do I have here?
Don't.
I have one coworker's number.
Don't do
that. You got to tune in.
No, to what? Yeah. Oh, man. Shit. You know, I had all week to an extra day to even prepare, and
I wasn't prepared. I got some news stories right there, man. Mainly, I got some focus on some news stories. And even so, I have some Krager Talk news stories. Everything from, you know, terrorism to mass scrapping of vehicles.
Okay. I got some stupid news as always, so we'll get to that probably a little later. I forgot my broadcast sheet that I usually write out on Thursday nights.
That's
and left
fine,
it
dude,
at
dude,
work.
We're getting back to the grassroots of the show, bro.
Yeah, man, grassroots. If it was grassroots, we'd be doing this at Sunday at 10 p.m.
Yeah. Fuck, don't throw off the mysticism.
Well, what mysticism?
Dude, you know, we're like...
But he got a piercing?
Fuck you, dude.
Mystic. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Dude, you just flapped your fucking hands in the air.
No, I didn't. I snorted.
Yes,
did
you
this.
Did, dude.
I did not flap my
hands. You went mythicism. Dude, goddamn, man. I just got sunburned from you, dude. Fuck, man.
Oh, shit.
Man, it's like Pulp Fiction. You give a guy a foot massage, man. I'm like, fuck you. We got tongue piercing, man. Fuck you. Yo, man, I'm starting to get a little pissed here. Speaking of which, man. You know, I just love Sam Jackson, man. He's a good actor, but you know what? I love the fact that have you read in the trade papers and stuff right there? Samuel Jackson's quote of he wouldn't work with a former rapper who turned actor.
Will Smith.
Well, anybody actually.
Really?
Yeah, like weird. Joe Rule and shit like that. It's like saying, well, what's Sam Jackson got against me? I'm a young black man trying to break into the entertainment business. What's he got to say? What makes him better than me? He used to be a crackhead. Well, you know, I've thought about that and go. Yeah, but Sam Jackson never said he wouldn't work with crackheads, just egotistical fucking rappers who simply become actors due to false celebrityism.
I don't know. I think, like, with Will Smith, it works better.
Will Smith, yes, Will Smith, it works very well, but at the same time right there, Will Smith, I don't know, it's not that Will Smith is wholesome. That's a wholesome little black man. No. I wasn't saying to be racist. I'm trying to make fun of white America for anybody not paying good fucking attention. Thing is, we're at 6 o'clock now. I have no idea who the fuck is listening.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyhow, no, I just think that you know Will Smith right there. If you've ever seen like his old fucking rap videos and stuff right there, mm-hmm. Will Smith wasn't trying to be tough and stuff like that. When
no.
he did his own videos, he acted. Dude, I'm telling you right now, man. Summertime, great video, man. But mm-hmm. two good Will Smith songs. I don't know. Summertime or Parents Just Don't Understand. Tough choice.
But
Will Smith, you can always tell, man, he's been a showman.
Oh, yeah.
Not just somebody who happened to get lucky with the hardest fucking lyrics out there.
Right.
Will Smith is a showman. That's really shown through. That's actually helped him a lot. Right
you now. Know, you want to talk about overinflated egos, and we'll stick with kind of with the rapper theme here.
Me.
Or you. One thing I didn't notice, actually, I was watching TV a couple nights ago. Of course, everybody who's kind of been watching, like, if they've watched TNN, it's not TNN anymore. It's a channel called Spike.
Spike TV!
Which almost didn't get, but that's because of another ego we won't even touch upon. There's a really weird show, and I don't know what it is with right
you
now.
You said we won't touch the spike. Oh, careful, it's sharp. Fuck, almost blew my line. Anyhow. What? Continue!
Okay, thank you. Basically, one thing I noticed is that there's this Funkmaster Flash's Cool Rides, or whatever this name of the show is, and it goes to all the different entertainers, mostly rappers, checking out their vehicles, you know, Chargers, Challengers, Mustangs, and then, of course, they all get into the expensive-ass shit. And I'm noticing that it's getting real ridiculous because of the fact that, you know, we have all these, like you said, Escalades and, you know, what are some of... Fuck, even those Blackwoods, even though there's only like three of them on the road, you know?
I know. Dude, you know what? I've already decided if I ever do my own bling-bling SUV, I know totally what I'm going to do.
Well, what are you going to do for a bling-bling SUV?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get myself a used Kenworth.
Shit.
I'm going to chop the sleeper on the back, and I'm going to remove the fifth wheel and take it all the way back.
There is a Photoshop joke of that.
Yeah, I know, and I thought of that before the Photoshop joke.
Good luck proving that.
I know. I know. Seriously, guys,
I'm not on this first.
Seriously, bro, I'm not smacking it, okay?
Oh, jeez.
No, dude, if I were going to do it totally all out, I would fucking do that, dude. I would so do a Kenworth SUV, dude.
You know what? If you're going to do that, but then it's like that commercial for that Snickers candy bar.
You know what I do on the
back,
dude?
The guy in the Snickers candy bar?
Put a hidden hitch on the back to add insult to injury.
Just a little dinky U-Haul.
Right, with a third brake light thing. Or what do you think's worse? Third brake light or that stupid fucking propeller?
No, the propeller has its niche.
Oh, no, we'll do the propeller with the balls.
That I like. The propeller, you can't knock the propeller because I think it's kind of, you know, for what it is, it's a fucking hitch cover. Not even that. You just slap it on there as a ornament. It is the equivalent.
It's overused. It's cliche.
It's cliche. Annoying. It's a little, yeah, it's very cliche, but it's about as, I don't know. I guess it's like that fake exhaust thing we saw.
No. I saw the best fake exhaust ever, bro.
Fake exhaust on what?
On a fucking Ford F-150 today.
Huh?
When I went to lunch.
Okay.
Homeboy fucking took conduit piping and bent it down the side to make it look like side pipes.
Conduit.
Like
PVC.
No, not PVC. Like, you know, aluminum conduit, that shit right there, the Gowie metal. Yeah, about that big right there.
3-inch. Okay.
Right. And just fucking bent it in right here. You can see it didn't go nowhere, and bent it out on the other end, and it's fucking clean inside. It was the shittiest thing. It was mandrel bent, too.
Weird. Yeah. I know a lot of that shit.
But the fake exhaust on the side, yes.
I know
classic.
You and I are going to actually see a bunch of it tonight. We got to bite our tongues because...
I'd love to do.
Like tonight, after the show, one of the reasons that we decided to change the show is because of availability of other options of things to fucking do in Vegas.
Me, I need to be on work at time.
Exactly. He has new shift schedule.
Yes, starting Monday, which actually
I'm going to school, so I'm really tired of being up late night on Thursday nights.
Right.
Basically, though, we're going tonight to the track, to Midnight Madness.
Midnight Madness. Friday.
Which is actually, you know, it's kind of a...
It's drag racing.
It's drag racing, but a lot of it's Ricer. There's a few actual genuine
The Ricers are
cars.
Fucking great, dude.
The Ricers are awesome.
Because what happens is you will see some beat down piece of shit fucking Honda Civics, okay? They just go, and start fucking pulling like 12-second quarter miles. Then you see some fucking dudes with some stickers and shit all over their cars, man.
Take 15, 20, you know, it's 15 to 20. Slow as hell. Yeah. So we're going to that. But here's the thing that we noticed last time we went. The first time we went, actually, was also when they were having the NHRA drag racing there for the Sport Compacts.
No, that was great.
And it was really good to watch. And it really helped me legitimize. Now, we're not going to go into this because I know we've talked about it in another show.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing we both kind of realized we couldn't do is we couldn't make Ricer jokes.
Yeah.
We were amongst the Ricers. We opted to be there ourselves, so we realized, shit.
Yeah, it's like trying to go to Poland and tell Polak jokes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad example. They wouldn't get it. But anyhow. Ba-dum-bum!
Oh, shit.
No, yeah, seriously, man. You're in the lion's den. You can't be pulling no fucking Ricer jokes up there, man.
You definitely cannot give out.
I don't want somebody to videotape me and me end up like on, you know, fugly.com getting the shit kicked out of me by a bunch of fucking high school kids. I don't need that, okay?
Yikes.
But yeah, no, it's very interesting. You see some legit stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You see some other you see some funny stuff, which is like, oh my god, does he think he can do that? And you see other stuff that makes you go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Uh-huh.
We saw Jeep fucking CJ7s drag racing.
Mm-hmm. Why Jeep CJ7s?
And we're not talking lowered, tricked out. We're talking with fucking lift kits and shit.
Lift kits, like just it's a 4x4 CJ7.
Yeah. I'm like looking and
lifted and.
Yeah, remember that was that one with the red one, dude, and that son of a bitch started swerving a little bit, almost lost control?
Yeah.
That's fucking dangerous if that guy would have fucking lost control.
Because those are rollovers.
Yeah,
you know?
you're rock hopping, dude. You're off-roading and
shit. Exactly. That's
fucking drag racing.
Exactly.
But no, it's pretty cool up there, man. You get to see a lot of interesting stuff. You get to see some other stupid-ass shit, which is...
really quick here. I know we're going to kind of fuck with the delay a bit, but Red Rum just popped in the room, and we have special words to say to Red Rum, but she's really pissed right now. We'll have to find out more as to she's saying she's pissed at her husband, so we'll find out more.
I'm curious. Let's find out.
Well, we can't wait for her to type back. It'll take a minute and a half, so we'll keep going.
Yeah, so
we'll find out more and talk about that in a little
bit. Of course,
bit.
By the time you hear this, you will probably have already have known.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're here
it's
in the future.
It's a time delay.
Yeah. It's kind of a metaphysical, quantum physical, like,
word. But real quick, should we actually, for those of you who have been watching the message boards and stuff like that, we actually did pick a winner. And if you were here last week...
That fucking kid.
What? Oh, yeah. If you were here last week...
The clicker looking queer.
We actually picked a contest winner from the Name Your Best Excuse, which was Red Rum. And yesterday, we had photographs of what we decided to do.
You're right.
And,
Red Rum won the prize.
Which was a family set of Clicker Liquor Pops.
Yes.
Raspberry, and dare I say, the original
Peach.
So congratulations to Red Rum out there for winning that.
Mad props.
Did I mention we have more to give out?
Indeed. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, no. It has to do with their prize. Oh, shit.
Do tell.
Oh, we're wanting to hear this one.
I know, right now. I was like, okay, folks, there's an emergency going on. So while during our normal broadcast, we'll click back in. Yeah, that's the way it is right now.
So, but Clicker Pops do various things with Clicker Liquor. For those that Reverend doesn't know what he got, he's so lost. Clicker Liquor Pop. If you've ever seen the bad food images that we have up in the gallery, it's the one that I'm eating. That has a dildo-shaped sucker in it, and it was scary.
Yes.
It's the one that, well, we use for Mad Props.
Right.
So
Mad Props.
Notice how that works. Mm-hmm. Basically, what we did is I went out and I bought some, and that's a story in all of itself.
Dude,
I'll have to share in a couple weeks.
Dude. These are kind of neon colors. I wonder what Clicker Liquors would look like under a black light.
Probably very funky.
Clicker Liquor Rave!
Give me those. I'm putting them away.
Still got mine.
Yeah, you got yours. That's fine. I got mine. So, moving on.
oh, and by the way, Clicker Liquor, aside from having, I don't know if we can call it tasty candy, and the annoying clicker function. What hell happened, dude?
You spit at me through the whistle. That's horrible. Because it's a Clicker Liquor Pop with... Oh, shit! Red Rum came home with two of her Clicker Liquors for Eden. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's awesome.
Now we actually have our first fight in a full-fledged fight in the chat room, too.
Oh, that's awesome. She wasn't planning on eating them, which is a wonderful gesture. I mean, I didn't know. I had no clue what anybody would have done with them after
that.
Yeah,
that actually means a lot.
Me.
Yeah,
but to say you weren't going to eat them, that's pretty cool. And then they were eaten for you. So which ones were the ones eaten? I have to know which ones.
What flavors?
What flavors were eaten? what was the reaction to the flavor?
They had been violated. Well, they've been eaten. I wouldn't say violated unless
well,
your husband
technically,
has Polaroids
technically,
of a clicker
considering
liquor
the shape of the sucker.
Good point.
They've been violated.
Very phallic.
Fellatio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. These are fellatio pops, kids!
I remember seeing a story similar to that over on lambedoverbaptist.com about the Jar Jar Binks candy.
Jar Jar Binks.
You never saw that candy? It was
Remind
a Jar Jar Binks head. It was like long, and you push the button on the back of the mouth and went, ah, and his long tongue candy came out. So you had to suck on Jar Jar Binks' tongue. That was the candy.
See, novelty candy like that's just okay by me. It
that's
really
not
is.
Okay. That's fucking wrong, dude.
I'm more impassive when it comes to novelty candy. Like, there was this one candy we used to buy that was like a big nose to get the
you
candy.
Didn't
out, you
even know what he
in.
Did with the whistle.
Well, if he whistles when he farts. Never mind. So yeah, you had to pick the nose to get the candy out. It was like the slimy, sugary...
Stuff like
he
that.
He left the peach! He didn't eat the peach, because it was raspberry, apple, and peach, and he left...
You know what that means? Peach is the chosen flavor.
Dude, peach is like a survivor.
Somebody's calling your phone.
Ah, fuck them.
All right, cool.
That's what I got answering machines for. See, this is another problem. Now that we're here during the mid of day,
we have fucking interruptions.
Interruptions are going to happen.
Which is funny because we actually had an interruption on the first show.
Yeah, we did, actually.
That's right. It's not in the archive. It was before we started taping.
Way before the archive.
You see, I told you, grassroots getting back to the beginning.
Exactly.
It's almost nostalgic-like, man. Pretty soon, man, we'll be driving 63 Chevys and Chryslers and the...
Thanks.
No, I'm sorry. That's a clothespin head rant. I'm sorry. Never mind.
Okay. Moving on.
Those of you who know clothespin head, which is precisely
let's
Dick.
Let's see. I don't want to do news yet. I really don't know what I want to do. How's everybody doing in the chat room?
We're okay. We're fine.
Aside from Red Rum being very pissed, how is everybody? Because we have this is not official roll call
yet.
Hey,
Red Rum, what's your phone number? What's your phone number? I want to call you. I want to do a live.
Yeah, Red Rum.
live
your phone
on
number.
The scene.
We'll discuss this predicament.
Yeah,
maybe after a break.
Yeah, I want to call up Red Rum, get a live report on the scene.
So
Tom, it is complete chaos in Red Rum's apartment. Her husband has eaten two of the clicker liquor pops, and one of the whistles is missing. More on that story as developments develop.
Developments develop. Wow, it's amateur night here, Spankwagon, because we have no topics. We're kind of winging it just to get back in the mode.
Amateur radio. Don't say amateur night, dude. It's not like, you know.
It's like mic night. No, I'm not that kind
of thing. Thank you. Don't say amateur night, dude.
I'm not saying it's like amateur porn night or something.
Yeah, it's wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, God, don't. Yeah, you're going
to hang on, do this.
Black cherry cooling over you.
The sugar content of this right here, just I will absorb it through my skin.
Hey, it's like that caffeine soap.
I never heard.
I have heard that. Think Geek. Caffeine and
soap. You know, Think Geek to me, I don't know.
I like their shirts.
They're sellouts.
Sellouts? How do you figure?
They just want to capitalize.
On?
The geek dumb experience.
So you're pretty much just talking out your ass with this one.
No, I'm not. I just don't think geek is like, you know, fuck you. Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking out your ass.
Dude,
I like Think Geek. Now, I know Reverend. Reverend got addicted to, of all things, I hate saying it like this, but Reverend Hammer got addicted to balls. It's a caffeine drink, actually.
Oh, B-A-L-L-Z.
B-A-W-L-S or something like that. Really fucked up thing.
I was worried.
Like, he's at a bowling alley.
Reverend's doing DJing.
Reverend's doing DJing. Yeah, spinning it at a bowling alley.
What the fuck kind of DJing do you...
Easy. Play music. Get paid, okay? It's the simplest fucking thing in the world. You would appreciate it because it's a lazy job for you.
Like a rhinestone cow. Boy.
Oh... Rip that off from a movie. Moving on.
Yeah, of course I did.
But no, he would drink these things, so like he'd have like way too many of them, and just... And that was literally his state of mind. What are you doing?
I was that way for a while when Red Bulls were 50 cents each at work.
Oh, Jesus.
Because there was a malfunction in the machine.
I've never drank a Red Bull. I'm happy to say...
The first one is nasty, dude.
I can't even think of drinking that stuff.
It's nasty. Red Bull, acquired taste my ass. You have to dull your senses.
In other words, like chew on ice first.
Kind of.
Okay.
Red Bull will give you whiskey face the first time you try it. It's nasty as all fucking get out. It's like caffeinated orange rind.
Yeah. Stay tight.
Thank you.
Ew.
Yeah.
See, now I like, you know.
Overly.
Here's my thing.
Caffeinated orange rind, which is overly carbonated.
Oh, Jesus.
See, yes, that's what taurine tastes like.
Speaking of foul tastes, you did something very mean to a lot of people at work this week. You are very proud of this little bit of meanness. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to regroup for a second. And Red Rum, we would love to have... your phone number. We want to know what's going on. So, Red Rum, if you could, shoot an email. SpankWagonMail.
You get the chance to be
an email link. Email link that we have in the form. Send me an email if it's your phone number.
Right.
We'll call you for a segment.
You could be the Wolf Blitzer of SpankWagon. Jeez, that sounded drunk. Fuck. Seriously, I'm not drinking.
Wait, no. She's going to be the Wolf Blitzer. You trying to say she has, like, weird facial hair thing going on?
No.
Wolf Blitzer has that weird-ass facial hair thing.
He's got a beard. Something you can't grow.
I know I can't grow, but it's really weird because of the fact like he has no neck or no genuine neck. He's worse than me.
No. I wouldn't say that. The one I would say that's the worst for, and I've ranted about this time and time again, and I'm not going to go into it. I'm just going to say it and recap my feelings. Bruce Flanch.
Bruce Flanch, yes.
That's not beard. That's chin.
Yep. All right, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back after this short break.
Right.
Down the fire, having fun. one's for you.
Am I only dreaming?
right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to
Spank Wagon. Shit, that's a lot of my fuck.
Told you, you got to be careful with that headset. Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.pftp.net.
God damn.
I'm on the phone actually. We dialed up Red Rum. We have to find out what exactly happened with the Clicker Liquor Pop. So what we're gonna do is flip over to this right now.
Yeah.
Red Rum.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Wanted to know, you told us in the chat room here just a few moments ago that you're very pissed off at your husband, and they involved the prize that you won yesterday.
Yes. I am very upset because I walked through the door with my nephew because I went and got my nephew from my brother's house after work, and I walked through the door, and I go into the kitchen, and there's the remnants or the remains of the apple clicker liquor pop.
When you say remnants, what was left over?
Well, just the clicker liquor part. I can't even find the whistle.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the clicker liquor part was sitting on the counter.
Uh-huh.
So that made me mad.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I can't believe he did this. So then I went into the room, the bedroom, and the purple one, the raspberry one, is on the bed.
Eaten?
So.
What was it, eaten?
It was eaten, too.
Jesus.
And
did it have its whistle?
No whistle.
No whistle?
No whistle. God. I have yet to find whistles.
The hell? Do people just scavenge for food?
Stand where I had all of my Clicker Liquor Pops, and it's intact.
Yeah, notice we were laughing at. Notice that the peach is a survivor.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about this?
Well, believe me, when he gets home, he's going to get his butt kicked.
What about the nephew, though?
Oh, my nephew, well, I have wanted to keep them for him so he could play with. I guess he could still play with the clicker liquor part, but...
You just wanted to keep it a whole set.
Yeah, I wanted to keep it a whole set. So, he's too young to, eat candy like that. He's just 5 months. But I wanted him to, be able to shake it up and play with it and stuff because he likes to grab stuff.
Well, out of curiosity, do you think you'll try to get even with your husband by making sure your nephew shakes the hell out of the clicker pops whenever it's there?
Well, I know. Me having my nephew here is already even enough because he's going to sleep on the couch tonight. Because I told him.
Damn, over a sucker.
Yeah, because I'm serious. Because today when I talked to him, I told him I was getting my nephew, and he's like, oh, well, I don't want to have to sleep on the couch. And I said, you don't have to sleep on the couch. Me and the baby will sleep on the couch, or you can sleep in the bed with us, because he's afraid because he sleeps so wild that he doesn't like to, he doesn't want to roll over on the baby.
Right, right.
Yeah, but now he's sleeping on the couch.
All right, well...
That's great.
I'm sorry that Clicker Liquors have caused domestic disputes or anything like that. It wasn't our intention. But
it's not our fault. He ate the damn thing.
He didn't have to eat it. I mean, he didn't even ask me,
That's even worse. Didn't even have the permission to do it.
Yeah.
So he's not home yet.
He didn't ask me if he could eat it or not.
No, he's not home.
When's he get home?
He gets home at... He doesn't get home until 10.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Long night then.
Yeah.
Hey, wow. Red Rum, could you do us all a quick favor as we wrap this up?
Okay.
Let us know what is the world's greatest internet radio station.
Spankwagon.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Could you been any?
Talk to you later.
All right.
Could you been any fucking worse at that? Like you're the fucking radio show giving prizes?
Leave me alone, man. It's not like we do this shit every day.
Fuck. What's the greatest internet show in the world?
Yeah. All right, thank you, Red Rum, for. I guess the 411 on what the hell happened to your candy.
You know, I'm fucking pissed at you right now. You hung up before. I wanted her to give mad props over the air to the show.
Oh,
call
shit.
Call her back.
We'll get some other time. Don't worry.
All right.
Don't
so worry. For who the clicker liquor tolls.
For all we know, though, we don't know the condition of these clicker liquors. Now, she said they were somewhat whole, but if the whistle's gone, yeah. And that means they chucked the whistle. It's a clicker liquor pop with whistle.
Yeah. Wow.
Shame.
So, you know, toll the clicker liquor slowly.
You broke it.
Fuck, okay. I can't do it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. All right.
Hold on, wait. I think I can do it. Shit. Give me the box and shake it for a 21 clicker salute.
Don't worry, it's not that big of a deal.
It is, man. It's a major award.
They're not dead. They're just eaten.
Well, you know what? Red Rum could have retired, like, to
all
Bora Bora,
say,
dude.
All I have to say is this fits in really well with the message board posts. Mm-hmm. Just imagine the phallic shape of the clicker licker pop. Enough said.
If Red Rum's listening, we seriously need a picture of your husband so we can Photoshop it.
All right, so moving on, actually, let's go ahead and move on to a little bit of news. Here's one that actually we can relate to really well. I know I can, and you can from when you actually house sat. Mm-hmm. In Denver, Colorado, there has been a black widow infestation that closed down a school.
Really?
Yes.
That's odd. Black widows don't like people.
No, let me explain. Actually, I'm sorry, not Denver, but it's in a Canyon City, Colorado. Students of the city's only charter school got an unexpected early vacation this week when the gym was found to be infested with black widow spiders. To 230 students in kindergarten through 8th grade at Mountain View Core Knowledge School, what the fuck is it with all these charter and magnet schools? Martin, fucking names. Can't call them, like, you know, Bob Smith Elementary.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, like,
Mountain View
Bob's
Core
Academy.
Knowledge School. Mountain View Core Knowledge School, MVCK. No, you can't work. I'm the Mountain View Core Knowledge School.
Valedictorian.
Yeah. Yeah. It just sucks.
Magna cum laude.
Spell that one out. He has like 2 pages of a, diploma.
Wait,
it's 8th grade, so they don't get diplomas. Basically, those school had been in class for 4 days. They started their school year when 2 students were moving boxes, desks, and other items in the gym. When they did that, they found spiders. They started poking around with sticks and realized they were black widows.
Fucking idiots.
At least they didn't poke with their fucking hands. They killed about 25, said Linda Carlson, president of the school board and mother of one of the boys. Nobody was bitten. Carlson said classes were canceled Thursday and Friday for spraying, and officials will check Saturday to see whether any spiders remain. The gym is still under construction. An additional insulation will be added to prevent infestations. She said that during the summer, the gym was left dark and unoccupied, making it for a good black widow habitat. Carlson said each student was sent home school with work supplied by teachers.
Fucking
teachers. No free day, then. They just gave more work. We have a longer school year than most other blah, blah, blah. So pretty much what it was is they didn't want it to affect their school years. Another little school-related tidbit. This is a California thing that they're really working on passing through.
What's
California
that?
Schools, junior high and high school, are now looking to not assign homework on weekends and holidays.
It's about time.
Basically because of the fact that, you know, they don't want kids to do homework, I guess. I'm not sure what the benefit of this is.
Dude, it's vacation.
I'm sorry, but a weekend, you should be able to get homework on a weekend.
No.
Why not?
Because. Let me ask you something right here. If you have to take your work home with you because it's your job right there, that's one thing right there. However, you know what? When you go on to a vacation or a holiday or something like that right there,
mm-hmm.
with your typical blue-collar and white-collar jobs and whatnot, low-level white, or low-entry white-collar jobs moving up to medium grade right there, okay, when it comes to those kind of weekends right there, unless you're trying to score a fucking business deal, you shouldn't have to take your shit home with you. Okay, that is, you know, I'm not being religious.
Now, I understand.
I'm not being religious, but you need a fucking day of rest, okay?
Or I understand, like, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year, stuff like that. And I understand that shit for not assigning homework. You know, but come on, fucking weekends?
Yeah.
No. I don't see any problem. Because you know what? Technically, they should assign you homework for Friday. You do it Friday. That way you have your Saturday and Sunday free to do whatever you need.
No.
See, now that's my opinion. No.
See, you're doing something different here, okay? I don't know what... I don't know what the curriculum in Iowa was. I'm not like picking a fight here. What I'm saying is, like, in California, if it was like fucking weekend shit, we didn't have like assignments like, okay, answer, read chapter, blah, and do questions. We had fucking projects and shit over the weekend. Okay, I don't want to fucking do that shit. And all it does is make kids resent school more.
So what do you think could happen, though? Let's say this is very successful and they really key onto it, but then people start bitching about homework during the week that's keeping their kids up beyond their bedtime, let's say.
That's a different story.
You know, and are we eroding ourselves to the point where we're trying to not put any homework, thus not putting any value on accomplishment in that level? You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but to me, homework isn't just busy work. Homework is, in some ways, making sure you have an understanding of, you know, of the sciences. Because if you don't have anybody at school, let me rephrase that. If you do the work at school and you get help at school, that's great. Mm-hmm. But if you take homework home and you accomplish it and you make a grade on it, that's even better because you're helping your own self come up with those answers, not having someone explain those answers.
And I'm sorry to have to tell you this right there, too, but I think that's also responsibility of the parents to instill that kind of shit.
Okay, but then if we're getting to a point where they, let's say, take away homework,
how are they instilling
that? There's nothing to instill. What we're instilling is saying, hey, you know what? Hard work is hard, but you shouldn't have to do it if you're not at work.
Right.
No, hard work should happen anytime.
Me
homework,
time, baby.
Homework is me. A different thing than employment. And yes, it is. It's very different.
What the fuck do you think schools were designed to do, man? Schools weren't just designed to educate.
Oh, I know.
They were designed in a time to get kids ready for factory jobs. You had to be there when a whistle, or in that case, bell rang.
Yes.
You had to be in certain places when this time.
But now we're talking about modern days. Okay, Oliver Twist. And we're talking about modern days. Where, you know, the bell isn't there to get you in the factory. The bell is there to get you so that way you have an education, that way you can function, supposedly function in a normal
and
everyday
way. And the problem is right here, okay? It's not just that right there. I am sorry to fucking tell you this right here, too, but you know what? In all fucking honesty, okay? People are fucking sheep. The sheep method works for the overall majority of fucking kids, but there are some out there where it just doesn't work.
True.
Okay? The problem with schools right there assigning homework and doing this and that, you fucking pigeonhole kids.
How? You're assigning the homework to everyone.
You pigeonhole kids. Some kids...
Explain to me how.
You want all kids to fit a fucking specific mold.
You know who's forced that? Do you understand whose hand is forcing that? That is becoming more and more of a system thing. Government system, because they want that standardized testing. They want to make sure that every little Tom, Dick, Harry, and Jane are all at the same grade level reading the same shit. And by not giving homework, you're slightly defeating the point of trying to please, like, the No Child Left Behind Act, which is a shitty act, if I say so myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I fully agree on
you
that.
You know, you're sabotaging the system here, in all honesty.
No, you're not. I understand where you're coming from, where, yeah, in a sense, no, that does not instill somebody's hard work into achieving their goals. I can understand, and I totally agree with you on that one right there, where it says, you know what, if you want the extra bonus, you need to put in the extra effort. Huh. And I do honestly agree with you on that one right there. But when it comes to, like, weekends and stuff like that and shit right there, and holidays, no, it should not be assigned.
No homework. What about the chat room? I was just kind of curious.
Unless
have their opinions there.
Unless it's finals.
Okay, so how can you shift like this? Because if you do it just cram for finals, that's guaranteed almost not always because there's so many exceptions to the rule, but that's not a good way to do it. Everything should be based upon a building block, correct? Everything should be you learn this, then you learn that, then you learn this, then you learn that. Mm-hmm. And it should build up from base to, you know, graduation. By saying, well, you don't have to really learn everything until right at the end and then we're going to test you. Ha ha. Fuck that. Okay, you should build
up.
No,
making it sound like nobody gives a shit the whole school year. No, they do. However, what I am saying right there is the problem is, yeah, fucking, you have smarter fucking kids in other countries right there where they instill this shit a lot more. And yeah, Germany is a perfect example of how a school system has failed. Oh my God, that is atrocious there. Hmm. Fucking kids there have 4.5 hour school days. That's it. And they're fucking, and their kids right there are third world education now. Fucking Germany.
Weird.
It's truth, because there's no family units anymore. It's all disintegrated.
Yeah.
And Germany has just fucking fallen apart. But what I'm talking about is the problem is, too, when you start focusing too much emphasis on shit like that right there, too, I'm sorry, I honestly got to tell you. Now, the only problem I do see with this right here is in the big picture. Do I think it's a good idea for the thing right there left behind? Yes. Why do I think that right there?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to weed out the fucking sheep. Not everybody's going to be a winner. And when we have a bunch of winners, all we do is devalue them. Hey.
That's that pop sensation. I'm sorry. We're totally sidetracked, Claude. See, I know how to win an argument with Claude. It's called sidetrack. I can't.
So anyhow.
Moving on.
Yeah. So, but the only problem I see with that is, you know, we can't have a fucking, at the same time, like, Japan can't have a fucking nation of winners right there when all the fucking winners' jobs are taken, just as we can't have a fucking nation of blue-collar workers when we have no fucking blue-collar industry.
Yes.
I agree with that, but at the same time, like I say right there, yeah, when it's a major project or something like that, yeah, I think that it should be utilized. Otherwise, what happens is if you just constantly fucking assign these ludicrous homework assignments, because see the thing about it is in California right there, homework for a weekend wasn't like homework on a normal day. They figured because you had more hours to do over the weekend, you could do more fucking work. That pisses me off, and that's why I was a fucking failing student in high school. My worst fucking report card was 5 Fs and 1 D. Oh, I'm sorry, it was a C. It was art. Anyhow, I know. So anyhow, what it was is this right here, okay? They give you a harder homework assignment on the fucking weekend. Now, if teachers fucking kept their shit straight right there, and yes, No Child Left Behind Act does fuck a lot of shit up, more harm than it does good, okay? Then yeah, then, you know, there is that problem. At the same time, the reason I'm saying it should be reserved for major class projects or things like that and finals is because what you do is you say, okay, kids, you need to go at a steady pace right here, but when it really counts, you do need to go ahead and make sure you put in the extra effort. Okay, because if you constantly make a kid put in an extra effort and they don't gain anything else right there, it cheapens homework, it cheapens studying.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe it was. I don't remember getting a lot of overly abundant homework weekends.
Like I say, dude.
I usually just, from what I can recall, it was just the standard fare throughout the week, and I also Friday.
Like I say, not
some,
for me,
some
dude.
Some projects were a little more, of course, because they were thinking of, hey, you got the weekend.
Oh yeah.
But
and like I say, a major project is one thing. We, you know, when they give you like 2 weeks or a week or something to like complete a major project that they've notified you ahead of time, and then go, okay, this is the project, complete it. That's one thing because it doesn't occur all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, although I will have to say, last semester for me, we had a paper to write for my philosophy class, and it was very entertaining as we had like a month to work on it.
I could do philosophy.
And about 2 weeks before it was due, you know, some people had yet even started.
God.
A week before it was due, some people had yet to even start. All of a sudden, the dropout rate in that class just hit astronomical high.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your project, if you don't mind me asking?
It was actually comparing two different sources of media and comparing and contrasting the political slant.
That's easy, man.
Very easy. I mean, I wrote like he was only asking for like 4 pages. I ended up writing like 11. You know, just because I found so many different things.
Shit. Oh, I know, dude. You want to talk about somebody that can overgo into shit, man, and over fucking, you know, get technical and shit. The word slipped my mind, man, but I overdo it on a lot of things, man. Mm-hmm. Talk to me. Look at my recent flame post.
Shit.
All right. Conquer. I am fucking
moving on.
Cold
actually,
of the DML.
Let's move on. I got some Vegas news, some Nevada news.
We have a lot of Nevada news. I also have some national news, too, if you want to get to that right now before we get into the local stuff.
Why don't we go ahead and touch on what you have?
Okay. Everybody knows here, Spank Wagon.
Wow, what the hell?
Must have been your cord when you leaned back.
Must have been. Sorry about that, folks.
It is.
I got a bad cord.
Everybody knows how much I hate PETA. As does most of Spankwagon.
Yes.
PETA likes to fund, what's the fucking term that they use? Homeland terrorists and shit. Domestic terrorists. And domestic terrorists have struck again.
How so?
In California, in the city of Duarte, down about in not quite the valley, more closer kind of Orange County right there off the 134 freeway.
All right.
ELF, the Earth Liberation Front.
Yes.
The
people who like to burn SUVs.
Yes, and that's exactly what they did.
More?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
They had a fucking spree one night. What basically happened was they were talking about, like, the Mercedes-Benz dealership had two vehicles that were attacked. Mitsubishi had several Monteros that were destroyed, along with a handful of Ford Explorers on a Ford lot. And the worst damage came at a Chevrolet dealership. 20 Humvee H2s were completely destroyed.
Holy shit.
They were firebombed and set on fire. An additional 20 have been damaged severely. They can be rebuilt, but GM is still mulling over repairing these things for fear of future warranty claims. In addition, they firebombed and set incendiary devices in a parts warehouse and destroyed over $1.5 million worth of H2 parts inventory.
Oh, man.
Causing a 3-alarm blaze. Plus, of course, they went ahead and also attacked individuals in their homes. A lot of people who had SUVs on the street. They were interviewed one guy who lives off on a side street. He doesn't live there. His girlfriend lives there. He came over to spend the night over there, whatnot. So at 3 a.m, you know, knock at the door. It's the cops saying, "Hey, you got a problem with your vehicle?" Comes out, fucking car's firebombed. Spray paint ELF all over the fucking car right there, and a big fucking happy face right on the hood, where they fucking torch the thing. That shit ain't fucking cool.
No, it isn't.
Fuck you, ELF. Okay, and I've also been doing a little research on them, too, right there. That's a fucking terrorist organization. ELF is fucking Al-Qaeda. Just as misguided, just as fucking dangerous. Also, there is a somewhat ironic note to this.
Mm.
Did you know that when they burn an individual Humvee, the amount of noxious gases that are released from the burning process and the amount of soot let into the air is far more polluting to the environment than had the 8 mile to the gallon vehicle actually been put in use for its full lifespan?
17 years.
Right.
Interesting.
So in 17 years, the vehicle would not have polluted the environment.
As it did burning.
We're not talking intensely at once, but overall, as it burning fuel as it would have had they have what they did by torching the vehicle and setting it afire.
So in other words, they're just really they're going off half cocked.
Yes, and they're actually Alpha's doing more damage to the environment than General Motors is.
Interesting, because I know that a lot of people were, you know, I've seen videos of them like torching Ford Explorers and dealership lots.
I've also read a lot of dangerous stuff online. I mean, I've read the Anarchist Cookbook. I think the Anarchist Cookbook is a good start for anybody that wants to see how ludicrous both radicals can be, and anybody who wants to fucking learn a little something. All I gotta say for anybody who knows what I'm talking about: thermite bombs, baby. Now, at the same time, I have read Elf's online documents right there, how they recommend torching a building. I mean, they recommend before you even break into the building, try to learn it right there so you can see where the fire escapes are. And they even give you model simulations and shit of how airflow occurs in a building, how you can open doors and vents to feed the flames so they can burn hotter. By burning hotter, more damage is done and firemen can't enter in safely, so they'll stay out and let the fire burn its course and do its full damage.
Wow.
Things like this. They destroyed a lab in Colorado. A lab that kept, all sorts of genetics on fucking plants and stuff like that. Even extinct plants destroyed. Yeah, Elf has got to be stopped.
It's interesting, but how can we never hear? I mean, come on, what can we do?
Because celebrities always fucking endorse PETA and stuff like that. PETA pays off the fucking media.
Yeah, because quite honestly, from what I can tell, nothing's going to happen because it's not... How do I want to say? It doesn't sound like it's an easy bandwagon to jump on, you know?
No, especially
for government
because,
when they like jumping on fucking bandwagons.
I know, especially for PETA, ELF as well, the Environmental Liberation Front. I know it's, what's worse is their fucking counterpart, the Animal Liberation Front, ALF. I'm not making this up. Okay? They're actually very tight-banded a lot of times, and they're very tight-lipped. But I will recommend one thing about their websites right there. I'll get the URL. It's a good, it's going to be on one of this month's links. Yes, they are returning. Yes. Ooh. I've already worked about halfway done. They have a great site on internet security and how to secure your computer.
Okay.
So I think for anybody actually studying to do net security, things like that, or in data security, their site is worth a check out. So I will say that right there.
All right.
So cool.
All right, cool. Why don't we go ahead and we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back in a few moments, and yeah. We're going to figure out what the hell happened to the wire. And then we'll be back with more Spankwagon Radio here in a bit.
Yeah, spankwagon.vftp.net. Don't go away, folks. The fun is just beginning. We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Figure something out quick.
We'll be back.
high as a kite. I just might stop to check you. But then when I'm walking, I stop and I'm so strung out. And I'm high as a kite. I just might stop to check you. Body and beats, I stain my sheets. I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end. She is starting to cry. When I'm walking, stop, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on. Like I blister in the sun. Let me go on.
All right, gang, it's that time again. What time is it?
What time is it? It's Mad Props time for...
everyone else.
Yes. Yes. Ah. Mad Props. This is the section of the show where you, the listeners, get the maddest props known to man.
So if you have a clicker liquor, even if it is half-eaten, go ahead and grab it for us. first
get
off,
your clicker, ready
be like,
to
be like,
die.
Like a concert, you know, instead of like you know lighters and shit, people just start clicking like.
Like I said, dude, one day when Spankwagon makes it big time, and it's going to happen, dude, we're going to do live from the Grand Canyon. We're gonna fill a Grand Canyon with people shaking liquor, clicker pops, dude.
Start an avalanche,
dude,
and
we're gonna
EPA comes after us,
dude. We're gonna totally fucking play the Grand Canyon, dude. And like, we can like do air guitar and stuff, man. And well, at least I
quick,
will.
Wait, real all quick.
Right.
All right, let's get back into reality here. Let's give our first, since she is on top of the list for what I can see.
We'll see, like now. That's only because it's alphabetical.
We'll say we'll give mad props to Red Drum.
Of course, I'm bummed now because I had to leave my fantasy behind. Mad props.
Hey, let's give Matt props because for once he's awake, but then again, it's because we're earlier. Yeah. Reverend Hemmer!
Mad props.
And let's give mad props to the man who brings his wife along to listen to this. So I don't know what to say, really, other than it's either A, impressive, or B, you're on the fucking couch, too. Vakuris!
Mad props.
Also, let's give a really quick mad prop because I really sincerely think he's listening, although he's being sneaky about it. Over in the Ars Anime chat room, BNM.
Mad props.
We are Big Brother.
Yes. All right, so that's mad props.
Actually, no, I was kind of doing that thing. I was suddenly inspired by the Ridley Scott Apple commercial.
Oh, jeez.
Our glorious reign over the internet.
I don't think they really had the word internet at that time.
Yeah, they did.
Did they? Oh.
Well, no, they didn't.
Because I think by then it was still part pretty much the ARPANET it. Or just the connectivity, like dial-up, and you called into BBS and
online
shit like that.
Online
you're online, yeah.
Prodigy.
So. Moving on, let's see. Fuck. We're turning into East California day by fucking day. And
whatever
this
do you mean?
Is something I find completely pathetic. I'm not Republican, but I still find it completely asininely pathetic.
Spit it out before you have an aneurysm. Boy.
There's a group in Nevada here that are filing papers to recall our governor, Kenny Gwynn.
Oh, shit. I saw that, and I was like, what the fuck? Dude, oh, shit, let me turn down before I fucking blow more speakers.
Emboldened by the recall efforts of California, a group of Nevada conservatives, these are Republicans, they've begun recall proceedings against popular Republican governor, Kenny Gwynn.
Although I can understand why.
He's pretty much a bum.
He's
not a bum.
Vanilla.
He doesn't do anything.
He doesn't do shit
for this state.
Fucking Kenny Gwynn is to the governor's office, man, what Cato Kalin is to being a fucking house guest.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly.
Gwynn doesn't do shit except for push that new fucking spending bill in. The reason Nevada got deadlocked is not because... Nevada's not California. We are doing very, very well with our state budget. However... Kenny Gwynn wanted to expand budgets and shit like that and say, okay, you guys, let's go and expand so we can get into debt. But not in the sense of, okay, let's expand a little here, a little there.
No, he wanted to go boom.
He's fucking completely lifted the moratorium the state has had on hiring.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it is needed in Southern Nevada.
In Southern Nevada it is. No, actually, they're upset. That's exactly what this group is upset over. The group filed a notice intent with Nevada's Secretary of Office. God! They filed this with the Secretary of State's office to seek a recall election against Gwynn. Organizers have 90 days to collect more than 128,000 signatures. Okay, here's the first problem they're going to run into. Anywhere in southern Nevada, they're not going to get any interest out of this.
No,
we're too far
removed.
Teachers unions maybe, some unions maybe, but
maybe.
We're too far removed down here.
Yeah,
way too far removed.
To be honest with you, I'm sorry, dude. Southern Nevada right now, yeah, southern Nevada is fucking Democratic.
Yeah.
All the fucking way. Gore... Clinton, everybody fucking wins down here.
Yep.
Okay.
The group is upset over a record $836 million in tax increases.
Ding!
It admits a recall would be a daunting task. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
A recall is stupid, in my opinion.
Recall,
California is fucking totally
overdue.
Necessary.
Totally overdue in California.
Oh, yes.
Here, though, to do a recall, it's hopping on a bandwagon.
Oh, shit.
It's not actually thinking things through, really.
By the way, if anybody is really curious, it's really fucking funny. Go to theonion.com and check out last week's previous issue. They have a funny, funny... hilarious poster right there. Guide to the fucking, you know, people running for governor.
Uh-huh.
Schwarzenegger, Busmonte, and they fucking go into all this funny ass shit with these ridiculous
right.
fucking people. You know, fucking like Colonel Sanders and shit. It's funny as shit, man. You know what the last one is?
Who?
Dave Gravis. And it's a picture of Gray Davis with like a fake mustache.
Nice. You know, honestly,
that just fucking was funny as shit.
That's great. Actually, that is pretty odd.
Dave Gravis.
Hey, we're getting mentioned over in ours. Thank you, BNM. Moving on. Yeah, he's going, yeah, we are Big Brother. moving on, though. I don't think this is, you know, even the Democrats here in the state are going, what the fuck? You know, they're saying no state recall effort has ever succeeded. No Nevada governor has been the subject of a recall.
It's stupid.
The problem here is they're really, they're aiming the gun wrong here.
Yeah, the money that we'll have to spend on even fucking contemplating a recall
is a waste of money.
Yes, if you really want to do that, a fraction of what would happen with a successful recall. Let me restate that. With the money that will be spent on a successful recall of fucking totally zoned Kenny Gwynn.
Yeah,
we can take a fraction of that and spend that on good old fashioned lobbying to just fucking, you know, pork barrel and stalemate his fucking budget plan.
Exactly.
And keep it from being implemented until the next governor is put into office.
Exactly.
That's just the way I look at it.
I agree. I agree 100%. Because of the simple fact that, you know what? Gwynn is vanilla. It's going to slide. Anything
granted, what were our choices? Aaron Russo. Oh, God.
Nah.
Were you here for that election?
This just passed one, yes.
No, the one before.
No, I wasn't.
Fucking Aaron Russo, dude. Bette Midler's like ex fucking manager, dude. Wasn't even a fucking resident of Nevada, was running for governor. Had a fucking P.O. box here and was claiming that as residency. Was the most pathetic fucking thing, dude. His commercial. Hi, how you doing? I'm Aaron Russo, producer of such hit movies as The Rose. And, yeah, you know, I want to be a governor, and it's funny shit. Now.
That's fucking sad.
He's using movie credits? Yes. Now it gets better. It gets better. There's a fucking, there's a movie called Rude Awakening.
Okay.
With, it's Cheech with Eric Roberts replacing Chong. except for now Cheech has become Chong.
Why don't they just grab Eric Stoltz too while they're at it?
Except Cheech has become Chong and Eric Roberts has become Cheech. Only more militant.
If you only knew the look I'm giving.
A more militant, aggressive hippie.
Jesus.
Thank you. All right, now, the point of this fucking story is, at the beginning of the movie, where they're in this, yuppie club for, like, you know, ex-hippies and stuff that, like, watch performance art and try to be reminded of their shitty days, you know? Okay, there's a scene with Aaron Russo, fat as he is, fucking just sucking down, you know, on chicken bones to pull me off.
Really?
Yeah, answer your damn phone.
This is why I...
Answer the goddamn phone!
It's already picked up the machine, shithead.
Let's go second castle.
I gotta kick this thing out of here.
Fuck you.
All right, so yeah, that's weird. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, politics in Nevada is already a fucked issue anyway. Anybody who's been here,
oh,
lives here.
God damn, dude!
Here. Politics are
Jesus.
All fucked up.
Yeah, politics.
We'll follow this one pretty much as adamant as we're following the California one.
But politics in Nevada is like watching soap. I don't mean soaps, but
the old TV show soap.
It's a fucking soap opera, which is melodrama to the max, because it's inspired by comedy to be as ridiculous as it fucking can. And in the process, people got hooked.
Yes.
Great show, by the way.
By the way, yes.
First gay character on TV. Fuck you, Ellen DeGeneres.
So, yeah, it was very... Yeah. More Vegas fucked up news. An FBI agent pays a fine in shooting into a hotel cooler. I guess earlier in May at the...
I missed this one.
Yeah, so did I. Earlier in May... an FBI agent fired two rounds into a walk-in cooler at a strip motel in May. He paid the Barbary Coast, the hotel he was at, $12,517 for the damage and paid a $105 fine after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge, authorities say. John Hansen III still faces investigation by his agency, said Special Agent Todd.
I'm Special Agent Todd.
Todd Palmer, spokesman for the FBI Las Vegas office. Todd.
Okay. Special Agent Todd Palmer.
Todd.
This is Todd. You reached my voicemail. I'm either shooting someone or out on the course playing tennis with Buffy.
Special Agent Todd.
Special Agent Todd.
Freeze, Todd. No.
Freeze. Freeze, you bad man. The fuck, Special Agent Todd. That's like the least... Dude, you should have, like, fucking Special Agent Buford. Shit that inspires, like, fucking...
Inspires what? Shit kickers to try to get in the FBI?
Right!
Fear, yeah, fear. Oh, shit.
Fear of a shit kicker!
Wait, you got a special agent Buford. It's like, oh, shit! What's more half-cocked, the gun or the agent?
Right! Right! That's what you're trying to instill, fear. What's more fucking scary, Yeti or Bigfoot?
Sasquatch.
Okay.
Book 'em, Todd.
Book 'em, Todd.
Oh, oh my God. That's great. But yeah, Special Agent
Todd.
Basically, he's a spokesman here for the Las Vegas office. Oh, more God. Pile of that big old fucking shit here.
You know, I so seriously want to interview this guy now.
No
kidding. To make
police
fun
reports
of him.
Indicate that Hansen, the guy who did the shooting, who was in Las Vegas to attend an accounting seminar. Did you catch on to that?
Okay, if I got 9 rounds in the chamber in the clip and 1 in the chamber, and I fired 3 into a freezer, how many do I have left? 1, 2, 3.
6. So FBI agent here.
You forgot about the one in the chamber.
Ooh, yes, forgot about the one.
Shit, I failed again. Back to Virginia.
Todd, could you drive me home?
You bad man.
I can only see now.
You failed your special agent accounting.
Here's
course
the thing.
Again.
Here's the thing.
Accounting.
Could you imagine like a special agent, a fucking FBI agent, walking around with a cardigan sweater tied up around the shoulders?
That's what I'm fucking picking. Yellow and white.
No,
stripe.
Yellow. No, no. Yellow and white, and the polo underneath is pink.
Le Tigre, no less, with a little fucking tiger man.
God.
I'm Special Agent Todd. I'm here to investigate smuggling of untariffed caviar.
Special Agent Todd.
Basically, though, let me get back to the report.
Okay.
Police reports indicate that Hansen, who was in Las Vegas to attend the seminar, was caught on surveillance cameras firing his .45 caliber handgun into a walk-in cooler.
Why?
Hold on.
Okay.
No one was inside at the time, although there was a lobster.
He killed a lobster.
Hansen was charged only with misdemeanor because of the late night time of the incident. I guess it was like 3 in the morning or some shit like that. And the fact that the freezer was in the back area with no one inside. Why was he there?
That's great. So homeboy's hunting expedition is shooting lobster in a pot.
Exactly. God damn. The only victim in the case was the lobster. I kid you not, this is a quote. The only victim in the case was the lobster, and Nevada statutes don't provide an attempted murder of a lobster.
But isn't that cruelty to animals?
I think that would be.
I would think
if
so.
If it was live or dead.
If lobster's and victim means it was alive.
If, well,
you
here's
have
the
to
problem.
No, no,
here's
you
the
cook
problem.
Lobster alive.
Well, no.
Cook lobster alive.
Didn't say. It did not say.
We have to assume. Victim. The shot sirloin, they wouldn't have called the fucking cow victim. It was already dead.
Dude, you... Lobsters don't have ambulances. What the fuck are you chasing?
Animal cruelty.
Jesus, you sound like you're from PETA.
Fuck you, dude. I am not a part of the PETA files.
I could tell anybody else with the same record, same circumstances, they would have... He pretty much got the same trial as anybody else would in this. No specialty was given because he was, you know, an FBI agent.
Look out, lobster! Bam, bam, bam!
Yeah. I don't get it. I really honestly don't get it.
And it doesn't explain that at all. Why
no,
he
they don't explain.
Discharged his weapon in a public place.
This, it doesn't say, but the guy used to be an instructor at the FBI Training Academy in Guantanamo, Virginia.
Oh, I take that back. We have found Special Agent Buford.
Yes, we have. But Palmer said he could not say whether Hansen was on duty. Disciplinary action against this guy could range from just leave without pay, you know.
Walks past a fucking cooler. There's a fucking lobster in there.
Right. Boom! Here's my question.
You eyeballing me, boy?
Here's my question.
Bam.
Are they sure it's a lobster? Are they absolutely sure it's a lobster? Because we had that guy up at Ely who was doing the crawfish farming.
Right, and there were blue crawfish he was trying to sell.
Blue crawfish
lobsters.
That he was selling off his lobster, and hotels were buying it like crazy. The state shut him down, though, because he doesn't have a license to raise anything.
Really? That's too bad, man.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't in Ely.
Well, it was northern, mid
It was Mena.
We had this conversation. Okay, hold on. You're getting the... Okay. Earlier this week, I fucked up like where one of our coworkers' girlfriends lived. I said one city; she actually lived in another city. Now,
No! That's not like getting confused between L.A. That's like getting confused between Vegas and Henderson.
Okay, look,
or Glendale, Burbank. Okay?
Okay,
Pasadena, California.
No, Davis,
Caliente,
Davis,
Nevada.
Davis. I had no fucking clue where this Davis,
and
California is.
Davis. No. You said fucking Caliente, man.
I said Caliente because I have no fucking clue. Davis, Caliente, fucking.
But Caliente's in Nevada.
I don't care. I don't care. You got to understand. We're talking about towns that have 500 people. They have to pull all their water from a fucking well, okay?
Not they true. Hey, that's not true, goddammit. They have snowpack.
So it's like a lie. They send their craft little pans and stuff to melt the fucking snow for water, okay?
It's a fucking ice house.
Egypt, it's nowhere.
How do you know? You ever been there?
No, and there's probably a very, very, very fine reason for that.
You ever been to Cathedral Gorge?
Yes, I have.
You've been to Cathedral Gorge?
I think I have.
Nevada?
Yes.
So you've been through Caliente?
Maybe I have.
Fucking dick, dude.
Exactly. It's like me and my fucking places in Iowa. There's so many little fucking towns in Iowa. Where? What? Oh, I didn't know that it fucking existed. It's the same way out here, except you know what they don't have? Agriculture. How can you live in a town, middle of nowhere, no agriculture, no possible means of income? How do these little butt-fuck towns exist?
Sex and gaming.
There you go.
Besides, you know,
it
what?
All cracks down
hey,
to.
Hey, if you're gonna be that way,
sex and
never
gaming.
Mind. What? Never mind. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Never mind.
You were gonna say something?
No.
Please
no,
share.
No, no.
The audience is intrigued now,
no,
as well
no.
as I.
No.
Ass.
Actually, it was just an attempt to piss you off by pulling the same shit your wife does on you.
Oh, then that's good. Stupid people in the news.
As if we haven't covered enough of this already.
Yeah.
If you're still listening, thanks for putting up with our argument. In Tennessee.
All right, Mr. Lawler.
Exactly. Two teenage stepbrothers were told by... Were told... Who, blah, 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 blah. Let's rewind that tape, shall we?
Click.
Two teenage stepbrothers who told police they were mimicking a video game when they randomly fired at cars on a freeway. They were sentenced to juvie prison Thursday for killing
Dude,
one person and
that?
Another.
I want to play.
William Buckner, 16, and Joshua Buckner, who turns 14 on Sunday, pleaded guilty to reckless homicide, reckless endangerment, and aggravated assault. Under state law, they can be held as juvies until they're 19. So I guess they kind of went for adults because they fucking said their names.
Yeah, good point.
Basically, there was one person who was wounded, blah, blah, blah. Said the sentence wasn't harsh enough. I guess what it is he considered, the judge actually considered giving these kids probation. Probation for shooting and killing a guy. What
they
were doing,
him?
They killed a person, they wounded another. And they were going to get probation!
Alright, you boys don't do that again, you hear?
Hold it out. Bad kids. Alright, basically from a wooded area.
I thought you were high-fiving me.
No, no.
I'm like, woo, yeah! Good joke.
Move on.
Good joke, everybody.
From a wooded area near their home near the Smoky Mountain Country Club.
Oh, Smoky Mountain Country Club.
The boys, exactly. The boys fired a .22 caliber rifle up to 25 times through a break in the trees as cars were driving along Interstate 40, about 2 miles east of Newport. They said they were bored and decided to shoot a tractor trailer rigs. So they were shooting at semis, folks. Just like in the video game. Are you ready for this?
Oh, God.
Are you ready for this?
Grand Theft Auto. I know Whitey's at home right now going fuel for the fire. Now, the question is this I'm curious about right now. When they were in the trees, did they have the boombox going,
and I ran so far away.
Pop, pop, pop.
I couldn't get away. Shit.
The fucking hey, dude. I'm still laughing at the
one dude was fatally shot in the fucking head.
I'm still thinking, you know, they fired, what, 25 times, and they only got two fucking people. That's some bad fucking odds.
No, I think they got more, because now it's saying they got more. Yeah. I don't know. Tell you what, though, the court, though, they handed down the harshest punishment ever. They made the boys write a letter of apology to the victims' families. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry I killed your husband. Now I was playing a video game.
Your husband should have not been wearing that Hawaiian shirt. The fuck? Oh, that's Vice City. We gotta wait for the bowling balls to drop in Florida again.
No. Every time they miss, some fucking giggling dog pops up from a bush across the highway.
Boom! God.
Why can't I shoot the fucking dog? That's a fucking true geek statement right there, man. Whack, whack.
Oh, my God. Okay, moving on.
I think we're
going to take our last break. We're going to be back in a little bit. You have been listening to...
Pop, pop, pop. Fuck.
fucking dog. You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at
SpankWagon.PFTP.net.
We'll be back.
Redneck Hunt.
Radio player. Soon as the shire is out of there. moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
You're going to, aren't you?
Yes, I saw that article. It's about Grand Theft Auto.
Do you not realize? Just let me ask you a question here. What? Do you not realize we have a delay with the radio show?
I don't know. It's not my job. Just shut the fuck up.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Told my learner's permit.
Shit. Oh, you're and trolling. Why are you trolling?
And I ran because I had no driver's license.
God. Live action trolling, you were seeing it here, or hearing it here first. Actually, we're
fucking up all the stories, man. Doesn't realize there's a delay, man. And Rev just going to fuck up stories before we can get to the punchline.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
okay.
I saw this.
Hey, I don't know.
You fucking like
hey, we got a great punchline out of Todd. Agent Todd.
Agent Todd.
Agent Todd.
Agent Todd.
Yes.
Agent Tom.
What other name? Let's see. Names like that are, you know, pansy fucking names.
Cole.
Ooh.
Ooh. Agent Cole.
And I'm Agent
Cole. I'm special. Agent Cole.
Okay, so we got Cole, Todd. What other pansy fucking name? I've heard a comedian go in this bit. But
it was,
I know
it was George Carlin, actually.
That's right, it was.
George Carlin had a couple ones that were very interesting right there. It's like, you know, manly names, like, you know, some dudes that could kick the shit out of you. Like, don't fuck with anybody named Mickey. Good point.
Yeah, very good point.
No, Lewis.
Sorta. I don't.
Lewis. Think. Lewis. When you say it like that,
oh, that
you want one that just immediately inspires pansyism, rich Richie boy shit.
Okay. Pansyism. Hey, fuck. Man. It's in a dictionary somewhere.
Spankwagon, home of the do-it-yourself vocabulary. Fuck. I'm like Home Depot with a dictionary, man. If it's not in there, I'll write it in. Only in America.
Oh, my God. Hey, I know that most of you guys have probably already done this. Don't forget the new national Do Not Call registry, even though it will be slightly ineffective by the time it rolls out.
Yeah, right.
Sunday is the last chance to get into this pool. So far, they said that, you know, like something crazy, like 91 million different people have signed up
for
this.
Have you? Have you?
We've signed up us. We signed up Michelle's parents' forum.
Right on. Me too.
Yep.
So first fucking week. Actually, the third day was open.
Third day was open. That's what we did. We signed up, and I got my registration, so to speak, confirmation.
Yeah, you get the confirmation email.
So exactly. What they're going to do, though, is they're basically going to be doing the Do Not Call registry. Sunday's the last chance to sign up.
To get it activated early. After
early.
That, you have to wait three months.
Three fucking months. So what they're going to do is 9-1 is the last day to sign in. You have to register before 9-1, so Sunday.
This has already failed once, though. Oklahoma has done a similar measure right there. When they passed out the Do Not Call list, people were using it.
Well, now,
Puckada, backfire!
Yeah, really. Well, you see, the problem with the Do Not Call list, and there is an interesting loophole that they really put into those Do Not Call lists, is when they originally wrote the whole thing, way back... They left a loophole that says that companies, like telemarketing companies, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
have up to 60 days 60 days to comply with this. Now, here's the trick. One thing with telemarketing, 60 days, and that phone number is already cold anyway. They don't even bother with it. So what they'll do is they will call the fuck out of it within the first 30 to 45 days. After that, you're done. Unless, of course, it's a new product or something else that's being done.
Or you're already in a demographic they know it's in. It's
that they know that response to it.
That makes me wonder, how come they don't do the same thing like they do with spam and have telemarketers call you for phone sex? Hi, would you like to hear some hot lesbian action?
You know, that's
Jones,
a good idea.
Could I interest you in some hot one-on-one cunnilingus?
That's an interesting idea.
Let me ask you something. How do you feel about blowjobs?
I'm calling like for... because I used to work that telemarketing shit, so it's like, oh, I'm calling,
I like him a lot.
Jesus.
I got Pappy's credit card.
Sicko!
Yes, I want sexy hermaphrodites.
Ah, Jesus, now you're still just trolling. Stop that shit. I think what we're going to do is we're going
to... look, a bridge! Give me a toll! Troll bridge.
Troll bridge. All right, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this actually
We didn't talk about our local news, though.
Oh, I forgot about this one.
Yeah,
let's cover that. And then I got this one as well.
Yeah, you're going down, city council.
Oh, Jesus. This is really, we do apologize. For those of you who don't live in Vegas, this is actually some fucked up shit. You may want to stick around and listen. If you don't want to, hey,
man,
there's plenty of porn out there. It's the internet.
Goatsea.cx. Actually, just goatsea.cx.
Yeah. It's Claude's favorite site. He goes there nightly.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just hit
there. Fan mail and everything.
Hit there and fucking reload counseling. Sure. I play peekaboo with Goatsea.
Peekaboo! Moving on. Our city council is self-destructing itself.
I play peekaboo with my wiener.
Ah! With the Goatsea image. Fuck! We are ending the show. You either talk about the council, or we're ending the show for the night.
All right. No, let's go ahead. Let's continue.
Okay, I'm waiting for you. It's your news article about the city council destroying itself.
I was like waiting for you to do an intro, dude. Anyhow, yeah, the Las Vegas city council is where they fucksword themselves. Everybody knows about Mary Kincaid, who's already taken a $5,000 bribe, got caught on tape. County Commissioner Erin Kinney, who has already fucked herself over by being recorded on tape as receiving a $200,000 bribe and then trying to discuss how to, I kid you not, hide it from authorities.
Yeah, on the phone, on a wiretap, is asking, how do I hide $200,000?
But there is squeaky, clean newcomer Lance Malone, who was unfairly, kicked out of office because he went back on a promise that a major campaign contributor, Stations Casinos, said, hey, if we get this money, can you pass this ordinance so we can build a casino? Sure. Came time, said no, gave it to a competitor. Pissed them off. They got him kicked out of office with a massive anonymous mailing campaign.
Yes, because Stations Casinos is the last mafia, basic mafia casino here in Vegas.
Right.
Anyhow,
what happened, and there's also a funny thing that nobody has really caught on to until I thought about this today, and there's also a hidden bonus story about this at the end. What it basically is Lance Malone, who was also involved in this right there, the two strip club owners have been accused of trying to bribe both Las Vegas City Councilman and San Diego City Councilman
in order to repeal
a don't touch lap dancing ban.
Exactly, and which is, I think, a county for here. It's
right.
County passed it, and it's a really weird one because you can go to anywhere on a city-based strip club. And
It's like touching is limited, and you can't make a guy come.
Exactly.
If he comes, you're arrested. That's basically the gist of it. Anyhow.
Showgirls is fake.
Right. It was real.
Yeah, at one point. Anyhow.
Yeah. Anyhow, what it was Lance Malone had the squeaky clean image of not being caught up in any of this. He didn't take bribes from these two men. They were good business partners, and he knew everything was good, blah, blah, blah. But Lance Malone carried the money willingly and is taped with giving the San Diego commissioners bribes. So Lance Malone is now going to be brought up on racketeering charges. Accepted a bribe, he helped give them out.
Yes, he was a player in the field.
Yes. Now, there's a bonus story to this that nobody knows of. Right now, the racketeering charges against the father and son who own both Cheetahs and Jaguars, strip clubs right there. I know your fucking garage door is going up and down. The men who own this right there... Whoa. Oh, it's a door opening.
Anyhow, the guys who own these these strip clubs right there, have not been brought up on the racketeering charges. The FBI is first going to go after the fucking corrupt politicians, both in San Diego and Las Vegas. However, racketeering charges are a very good possibility. They own Jaguars. Obi John just expanded his sushi business
into Jaguars.
Into Jaguars. So hopefully the place doesn't get brought up on racketeering charges, get raided, and they lose an investment.
Exactly. And so Obi-John, for those of you who are listening and wondering, Obi-John is one of our friends, runs a sushi chef called Exotic Sushi.
Fucking kicks ass. But yes, proof positive number one, you got to be careful and investigate stuff. Number two, Spankwagon truly is the 6 degrees of existence in Vegas.
Yes. Anyhow, last article that I want to kind of touch on.
Tongue.
Leave my wife out of this. Check it out. Visitors to a
new... It was
new
a joke. I figured she'd like go overboard and like lick your ear or something.
Who knows?
And then go, eh, in the process.
Winter Haven, Florida. Florida. Yeah. The land of bad driver... Thank you.
Your wife gave you a wet willy.
She did, too.
Yuck, that doesn't sound right. No, never mind.
Basically, though, they very interesting thing. The police department gave up its domain name more than a year ago. But people who go to their website, if they know the old domain, what they usually get instead of anything about like Police Chief Daryl Kirkland or anything like that, they get porn.
Right on.
A Russian company or whatever owns the domain that they bought it, and they decided, hey, let's put porn on here.
Right on.
It's one of those ones, you know, it's sort of inverted because normally, like, you have the White House .com,
yeah,
where they try to get people because they make a mistake, you know,
because they think they're going to whitehouse.gov.
Right.
It's a government site, so it has to be .gov. .com was not registered, so .com, the most common mistake of all, leads to pornography.
Yeah.
So, what's great about this, though, is instead this domain name expired, and they just simply bought it.
So, yeah. So, basically, it's very interesting if you try to go to the police. They don't give the link, which I'd offer to everybody out there if they did, but they don't.
What's the name of the city?
It's Winter Haven, Florida.
So just look up Winter Haven, Florida Police Department. I'm sure you'll find it on Google.
I'm sure you'll find some sort of, like we said, 10 degrees of Kevin Bacon or something like that way. All right, gang, we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up for the week. Our new time, it's 8 o'clock, so it's really early for us. This is very
for
unique.
For us, technically, although very it is, what is it now? It's 11 o'clock East Coast time.
Yes, 11 o'clock East Coast.
So a lot of folks are now getting ready to wind down their night.
Or head out, head the hard party core.
Right. So I hope you've enjoyed this time as much as we have right there, although it's been a bit confusing for Trench.
Very confusing for me.
Yeah. It's been very wild since I'm fully awake now.
So really, real quick, just to invite anybody who is local, we are going to be heading down to, I think, Binion's tonight, maybe, possibly.
Where the Binion's or where?
For a little bit of after-show fun.
Because I'm not in the... sushi's good, but I'm not in the mood for sushi.
See, I'm not in the mood for sushi either right now.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a stopover at the Exotic Sushi. Maybe we can arrange to have Obi John there on a Friday night.
No, there you go.
Yeah, we'll plan that in advance, and that way we can do a get together party for.
Sounds like fun. Right on. Real quick, you have been listening to Spankwagon Radio
only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Want to say thank you very much for everybody who's listening. I want to say thank you for everybody who's pops into the Spankwagon chat room. I want to say thank you for everybody who's listening.
Because we can see you, ha ha ha,
in the Ars Anime room.
Yes,
we do appreciate it.
Yes, mad props, Ars Anime. I
want to say a big thank you to Mr. Man for providing the server and bandwidth for the audio stream.
Indeed, Mr. Man is indeed as his name lives up to.
Yeah, big congratulations, or thank you, not congratulations, but big thank you to Whitey for, of course, the message boards.
Mad props to Whitey.
Don't forget, they are there all the time.
Yes.
Also, big thank you to the Virtual One himself for hosting VFTP.net, thus the home of Spankwagon.
And I know she's still listening right there. Red Rum. We really, really must know the consequences in the part two. So if you want to tell us in private or if you want to post it to the message
boards, tell us
that'd
in
be
private.
Great.
Maybe we could do another phone interview down the road.
We
but,
want to know the consequences of devouring the clicker liquor.
And if you are interested in actually obtaining a official clicker liquor pop, let us know.
Yeah, we will go ahead and host contests and special random drawings or whatever.
Or just
whatever.
Send them to you if you ask for them. It just depends. But you have been listening to Spankwagon Radio, and just to let you know, what we're going to do, we're going to listen to a couple bits of songs. Then you'll know it's good night time. We'll tell you when it is.
All right.
So have a good night. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week at...
Spankwagon Radio. Only at Fridays at... 6 p.m.
See, it fucked you up. It finally fucked
you up. I had to think.
6 p.m. Pacific, Spankwagon Radio. See you next week.
Spankwagon at BFTP.net.
Yeah! perpetrate and lay down law from state to state. We drive along gravel dirt road on street. I wear my Adidas when I rock the beat. On stage, front page, every show I go, it's Adidas on my feet, high top or low. Now the Adidas I possess for one man is rare. Myself, homeboy, got 50 pairs. Got blue and black, cause I like to chill. And yellow and green when it's time to get ill. Got a pair that I wear when I'm playing ball. With the heel inside, make me 10 feet tall. My Adidas only bring good news, and they are not used as selling shoes. They're black and white, white with black stripes. The ones I like to wear when I rock the mic. On the set of a famous university, we took the beat from the street and put it on. On the movie screen, Hollywood knows we're good if you know what I mean. We started in the alley, now we chillin' Cali, and I won't trip my beat up on the beat. I'm back.
Thank you for tuning in to Spank Wagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net. Good night.
Hey, oh yeah, I mentioned the site.
Oh yeah, yeah, spankwagon.vftp.